playing the biggest game of our season thus far Sunday.
Thank you.
Zach Brazil, New York Post. For the two players, when Doka is playing the way he's playing, and you know he obviously looks healthy now, how does that just change things for you guys, especially the guards? You know, you guys outplay them in the paint, and you're obviously known as a perimeter team.
Devontae first, please.
Make everything easier for us. You know, we get to play off of him. We always say throw the ball inside, play around Dope, because it's hard to guard him inside, and he can get angles easily, and, you know, it opened up shots for us and driving lanes.
I mean, basically piggyback off what Devontae said. I mean, you know, he's a guy that we can throw it into, and he can go get a basket. I mean, like I said earlier in the media, I think his passing is underrated. So that's another big key for him. When he's able to throw it in and the defense collapse on him, he's able to kick it out and find an open shooter. So it just opened up the whole game for us.
Jackson Schneider, KJHK. Malik, ever since March began, you've kind of turned over a new leaf and been on just another level. Can you tell us maybe what's changed in you to elevate your play like it has?
I mean, my confidence just got high. I mean, I'm not really out there thinking anymore, just playing, doing what coach asked me to do, and, I mean, just trying to make plays, winning plays for the team to win. So, I mean, I just credit that to my teammates and the coaching staff.
Gary Bedore, Casey Starr, Devontae. What did you think of the last couple minutes as the lead was starting to shrink away and how you guys played down the stretch?
We could have executed a lot better. I don't know why we do that when we have a lead. We start to relax and then, you know, then get the momentum and come back. But I was just thinking, take care of the ball. I knew we were going to have to make free throws to win it, and just trying to get open and knock down the free throws.
Coach, Mark Tracy, over here from the New York Times. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you just looked down at the box score and went, whoa. I'm wondering, just now,
no?
I was wondering what prompted it. I guess not.
No, you may be right. I don't know that I went, whoa. But I was looking at free throws, and, you know, Devontae said make our free throws, and we're 14-22. We certainly got to do a better job of closing the game out. But, you know, the box score, you know, looks pretty good. We said we couldn't let two of their three guards have huge games, and, you know, only one of them did. And if a second one had, you know, we wouldn't have had enough. So, you know, we did just enough.
Zach Rizzillo, New York Post. Devontae, you've played in the Elite Eight the last 2 years, and you guys have fallen short. Just will you think about those games at all the next 2 days, and how much, you know, last year you didn't have Udoka there, you didn't have that low post dimension. To have him, how much different do you think that could make Sunday compared to last year?
I mean, I think about it all the time. I just told the guys in the locker room, you know, I've been here the last 2 years, and this year we got to get over that hump. Doak is going to make a huge difference. You know, when he's in there, like I just said, he's just, his presence is, you know, you can't duplicate it, and he's a big factor to our team.
Jake Trotter with the ESPN. Bill, your thoughts on Sunday, looking ahead, going up against two Hall of Fame coaches, two iconic programs, and two schools that Kansas has actually played in national championship games.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but certainly on the first two, you know, blue bloods and unbelievable coaches, and whoever we play, obviously, will be a challenge. You know, if there is a positive about whoever we play, we know what they're probably going to do defensively. So, you know, we were able to practice against the zone. You know, it's hard to simulate theirs, but practice against a spread wide, you know, relatively long zone on Tuesday this past week. But whoever it is, we know that, you know, we're going to have to execute a heck of a lot better against the zone than what we did when Clemson went zone tonight.
Stay there.
Bill, like Zach Brazil, New York Post, like I asked Devontae, you know, not having Udoka last year, you guys obviously had a great year without him. you know, since when he got hurt, but how much of a difference could it make to have that low post threat where if the threes aren't falling, you have another avenue to go?
I think it would help. You know, last year we also had Landon Lucas that was a really good five-man force, but probably not the score is what you're referring to probably. And we had a guy that was really good inside, you know, Josh Jackson, kind of as a kind of a swing guy. But you know, Doe gives us something that a lot of teams makes it hard for anybody to guard. And when you can stretch the court with four shooters and play around a big guy that can score on the post. And so we obviously are going to have to play through him some without question. But the biggest thing is just his presence in the game, I think, gives us something from a defensive and rebounding perspective we were definitely missing when he was out.
We are halfway through the session. Next question's right here.
Sean Guzman, Daily Kansan. Coach, were you happy with the patience and shot selection from your guys, at least for the first 30 minutes?
Yeah. I thought the first 30 we played pretty well. I thought we had a chance to – we got up 20, and then they cut it to like 13 or whatever, or 14, and then we got it back to 20. And I really felt like the first 30 minutes we looked like a really good basketball team. And the last 10, I didn't think we played very well at all. But we were playing, not to lose down the stretch as opposed to trying to close them out. But we did enough. And certainly, nobody can say that we've played our best game yet. So we haven't played our best game yet. So hopefully that'll come Sunday.
To the players, what did you think of Silvio tonight? It seemed like he had a good game.
Malik, you're first this time.
I think he had a good game. Looking at it, he had 9-6. I mean, 13 minutes. So that was great production. A little short amount of time that he was in, and he was able to get big fella a rest. And I just think he did a good job. And when he got in, nothing dropped off. I mean, I think everything either stayed the same or it picked up.
Zach Rizzo, Vera Post. Bill, Devontae talked about, you know, he thinks about those Elite Eight games a lot the last 2 years. I mean, do you, and how do you make sure your guys are loose for Sunday after, you know, you've obviously waited a full calendar year to get back to this point?
Well, I think, I can't speak for our players, but I would think Devontae would agree with me. I don't think tightness was our problem last year. I just don't think we played very well. I think that, you know, we had played almost three perfect games going into that game, and pretty much laid an egg against Oregon. I'm so proud of our team because I think of all the teams that we've had here, this would be the team that everyone would have thought would not be in this game. And so we're in this game. We got a legitimate shot to go to San Antonio. And I told our guys after the game, even though it's not a guarantee, you prepare the whole year to play in this game. So I think we'll play with no what ifs. I think we'll let it go. I think we'll be as loose as we can be. And still you got to make shots, but I think about it all the time. Devontae's not won the last two. There's been seven that I haven't won, but when I've been the head coach, and so certainly it's etched in the back of my brain. I'd like nothing more than to take my team this year to San Antonio and let them experience what the best of the best is in college basketball.
Why do you think this team? You said like, for this team to be in the game, it's like, you know, it's pretty unlikely. Why do you feel like this team? Why do you feel that way?
Well, when you're going through the season and you lose arguably your most talented guy that never suited up for you. I mean, as far as raw talent and you play small all year long and I've never played like this. I've never played where you play four little guards around one big, and it just goes against the grain from the teams that we've had in the past. But these guys have figured it out, and they've learned how to play through it. And we've had unbelievable guard play and unbelievable leadership from our vets, and had some guys have some outstanding seasons. But it doesn't take much to know, and guys would agree. Our margin for error isn't as great as what it has been when you can run out. 6'9". You know, we've had teams here when Cole Aldridge was here, Thomas Robinson was here, Marcus Morris was here, Markeith Morris is here, and Jeff Withey's your fifth best big guy. And it's just totally different than what we're doing now, because now if Doak gets two fouls early, it's like, oh my gosh, can we just, you know, fill the void? So I just think there's less margin for error, but these guys have certainly rallied around that.
We have time for two more questions. One here, one there. Go.
Jackson Schneider, KJHK. This to the players. Guys, this has been kind of a crazy year for March Madness. A lot of upsets and everything on maybe the other side of the bracket. But has that kind of helped keep you guys focused a little bit, you know, going up against some teams that maybe you might overlook at some point?
Devontae, lead us off, please.
I definitely think that's one of the things. But also, we just know we got to be focused. If we slip up and don't come prepared, you know, it's going to be the end of the season. And we all love each other, want to be with each other, like, for as long as we can. And especially us seniors, me and Speed and Clay, you know, we want to let this last as long as possible, because we know there's no tomorrow and no turning back once we lose.
Eckley, the AP broadcast. This question is for Malik. Malik, you redshirted last year. How much are you looking forward to playing in the Elite Eight?
I'm very excited about it. I mean, you know, this is what you come to Kansas for, to, like Coach said, you know, experience the best. So, I mean, Sunday, I'll be excited. I mean, it's really all I can say about it. I mean, I'll just be excited about it.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. You're dismissed. We'll see you Sunday.